Oh, my friends, and welcome to my website. I'm so glad that you thought about taking some time out of your day and spending some time with me. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to 31 days of December. Every single day of the month, I'm going to bring you music. And this subject is called Respect for Others. Respect for Others. Now, I'll tell you how we're going to get into this respect, because I don't believe that there's enough of it. But I'm going to play a number, and you will be able to tell that it's from a 78 disc. And that means, years ago, by a black man who I think was one of the greatest crooners that was ever born in this here United States, Nat King Cole. And I want you to listen to this, because I recall this when I was a young man. And you want to know something? It still has a tremendous effect on me. Nat King Cole singing Sweet Lorraine, as we look into respect for others. Nat, come on, play that piano. Come on, boy, sing it. Hey, come on, I want to hear Sweet Lorraine. Come on, tell me.
And I've just found joy.
Yeah.
I'm as happy as a baby boy.
I know you are. Why?
With another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine.
Lorraine, Lorraine.
A pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
That's Nat on the piano. He played his own piano. This is Natalie Cole's daddy.
Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Now, you see, you guys don't understand. My daddy played the piano all the time, all the time. And his mama and daddy had an upright piano, and they gave it to him. And when, after my mama died, and he moved us into this house, on 118th Street and Town Avenue. We were on 118th Street. He brought the upright piano there. And I recall vividly, and I mean with true vivid expressions, my daddy sitting at that black-colored upright piano playing Sweet Lorraine. He didn't quite have Nat's voice, but I give him respect. He did a pretty good piece. Yeah, it's December, and I'm not going to talk about the pain that you may experience and the news and the COVID. You can't come by my house unless you got a shot. So let's keep that clear and straight. But, hey, Miguel, if you're listening to these every day, because Miguel called me from New York and said that he's on the bus on the way back to Jersey. And I said, well, wouldn't this be the perfect time for you to listen to my webcast since I'm going to be playing music for you? But I'm not just going to play African-American music, because this is called Respect for Others. And I think this is exactly what we have to get into in this country. We have to start respecting other people. So I'm going to dedicate the rest of this hour to one of America's greatest Caucasian crooners, a male, one of the greatest. Now, I'm going to ask you to holler his name out wherever you are, and I'll be able to hear through the airways. What's his name? I'll give you some hints. He got his start, I believe, in the late 30s or the early 40s. And he really made a lot of headways in Hollywood because the gals thought that he was some handsome guy, little skinny guy, I'm telling you. But if you go to Chicago, oh, they love this crooner. They love this crooner. And I'm going to tell you, he is the best that America put out as a Caucasian, as a white boy, singing. The best. If you go to my Facebook page today, you see I put up a quick little ad because I found this clip on Facebook, on YouTube, Don and Juan singing What's Your Name? That's the record that moved me into two-part harmony and to understand that if I would ever become a singer, I'm going to have to sing like these brothers. So you can go to my Facebook page today on the 2nd of December and you'll find Don and Juan singing What's Your Name? And I want you to listen to the phraseology, listen to the music, listen. Oh, my goodness. What was her name? What was her name? What was her name? She was a dark-skinned girl, the darkest-skinned girl in Markham Junior High School. I remember her because when I went to Fremont and graduated in the year 1962 is when this record came out by Don and Juan. You can hear it today, but you have to go to my Facebook page. It's called What's Your Name? Let's see if I can remember. What's your name? Is it Mary or Sue? What's your name? Can I have a chance with you? It's so hard to find a something personality, a girl like you for me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I stood on the corner. Anyhow, let me go back to the greatest crooner. Could you name him? Could you name him? Of course you could, Frank Sinatra. So I'm going to dedicate the rest of this hour to Frank. And I'm going to be playing a lot of his music. I have to see whether I got it keyed up right. Let me see. Here we go. I'm going to start off with the one that I mentioned. You know, I mentioned they love Frank in Chicago. And Frank Sinatra loved Chicago. He's not with us, but his music is with us. It's an eternal legacy of brilliancy. Let's listen to this. Frank Sinatra singing Chicago. Ah, he loved that town. And he sings about it. Yeah. Listen.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town.
Never been to Chicago, you don't know what he's talking about. I've been there, and it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city, but unfortunately, in the black community now, in the year 2021 going into 2022, Chicago is a dangerous, dangerous place for young black men to live. It's a dangerous place because policemen are quitting the force right down the middle because they can't police. They can't do their jobs. Now, you know, like I know, and I told you I wasn't going to get into the political aspect of this, but I know that Black Lives Matter, but dang, come on. It matters if you stop killing your own people. And I believe that in some rare cases, there may be masked white men out there choking out black men, but there are a criminal and criminal behavior all over the whole blooming country. So let's leave that alone. But Chicago, Frank Sinatra, what we're doing is we're showing respect for others. And on this particular December the 2nd webcast, I'm going to be playing all Sinatra. Had Nat King Cole at the top of the hour. I'll be sharing my mind with you. Let's get into another cut here. And I already have the music ready, lined up to play. So, you know, I'm not worried about that. It's just that I want to make sure that we are listening to the best music. Now, you know, when I first started listening to Chicago, I mean, not Chicago, but Frank Sinatra, I was a kid. I was a teenager. I must have been 11 or 12. And my big sister had walked me and Ross and Donna to the Manchester Theater that was located on Manchester and Broadway. We lived on 353 East 76th Street, 76 street right off of San Pedro, the same street that Fremont High is on. And Daddy had given each of us 50 cents each. And we walked to the Manchester Theater on Manchester and Broadway to see the movie. And lo and behold, Frank Sinatra was singing this title track song in the movie. And I think the movie was called by the same title track.
Institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one.
No, you can't. You can't.
You can't have one without the other.
Bum, bum. Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage, way back in the day. I was preteen when I first heard that. This guy's been making music since the late 30s, early 40s, when he became popular in America. And I'm telling you, the greatest Caucasian male crooner, Frank Sinatra. It's even rumored around that the mafia liked him, and he was for the Italians, for, you know, stuff like that. And he starred in a lot of movies as a gangster. He was a movie star. And listen, he had a beautiful, I mean, a beautiful mansion in Las Vegas before anybody could drive up in there. And Frank Sinatra was the man. Now, he didn't just stop there. He kept going. And I got his music, and I'm going to play it because I like listening to it. It takes me back. And then it keeps me in touch with more than just listening to African-American music. If I'm listening to Don and Juan singing What's Her Name, I can sure listen to Frank Sinatra. All right. And here's another one that I really liked to hear him sing. The Look of Love. He could really sing about that. Hey, what is that? The Look of Love.
I've seen the look
of a baby with a rattle. I've seen the look of a hero in a battle. I've seen the look of a heartsick turtle dove. But the look that leaves you real shook is the look of love.
That's right.
I've seen the look of a jockey on a winner. I've seen the look of a fat man having dinner. I've seen the look of those spacemen up above.
Sing it, Frank.
But the look that closes the book is the look of love.
It's the look of love.
It's thunder, it's lightning, the gentlest breeze. It's friendly, it's frightening, and more surprising than an elephant's sneeze. I've seen the look every single blushing bride has. I've seen the look that the fellow by her side has. But there's one look that I'd give my life to see. We are locked in a wondrous embrace, and there on that fabulous face is that fabulous look of love for me. There's one look that I'd give my life to see. We are locked in a wondrous embrace, and there on that fabulous face is that fabulous look of love for me. That's what I want to see, that look of love for me.
Frank would go to Las Vegas and sing in the big hotels. Man, you know, white folk would go and have dinner. And I'm saying that because I'm being real with it. It was a time that when you went to the Sahara and the other hotels that he played in, black folk didn't run to Vegas the way they're doing now. You didn't find poor minority people going to Vegas. And man, there's white folk from all over the country. White privilege. I'm just giving respect to whom respect is due. Now you can go to Vegas and you can hear anybody. Now, no, don't get it twisted. Nat King Cole played in Vegas too. But Nat King always had on his tuxedo like Frank. Now, if you really want to study Frank Sinatra, you got to know that Frank Sinatra was one of the white boys that opened up the door for Sammy Davis Jr., the one-eyed black dancer. One of the greatest, and man, to hear Sammy Davis Jr. sing, and that, man, he was with the Rat Pack, and I understand Frank never did like that term, but Frank opened up the doors for quite a few African-Americans. Don't get that twisted. And he was adamant about that when Sammy Davis Jr. Played in Vegas with Frank and Joey and the rest of the guys that was on the crew. Frank said, if he don't get a hotel room, I don't get a hotel room. And so I'm giving props to whom props is due. We are all creatures of this continent, the northern continent, and we need to have respect for others, especially during this December of 2021. Oh, yeah, we're going to continue to listen to Frank Sinatra. Now I'm going to have him sing one of my favorite songs. Play Misty for me. Misty, Frank
Look
Sinatra.
At me.
I'm looking, Frank. I'm looking.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost?
You ever see that famous Clint Wood classic movie, Play Misty For Me? Oh, my goodness. You see, we're talking about music that framed the reference for America. You're listening to PJ, and he's playing on this December the 2nd, Respect for Others. And I do have respect for my white brethren and sisters that live in this country. As a matter of fact, when I went to that YouTube clip for the movie, What's Your Name, I was reading the comments by the people that listened to that number that came out in the year 1962. That was the year that I graduated from Fremont High. I don't know whether you ever paid attention to it, but What's Your Name was the B on the 45 record. That's when you bought records, and there were 45 records, and I bought it by Don and Juan, and it was the B-side that became the hit, okay, What's Your Name? And it was interesting because one of the streamers that was writing about the record said that that the guy that wrote it, the black man that wrote it, never got the royalty money for it. He's passed away now. But music back in the day, it was just so fantastic, and I'm glad that you can listen to this music with me. I want to play another one by Frank, and this one came out when I was later as a young man. If you are amongst the very young at heart, Frank Sinatra, enjoy, and I hope that I ready tapped it. If you are amongst the very young at heart. There we go. All right.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh
up when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day.
Yes, it does.
And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
That's Frank Sinatra, you know, and I believe that that was a part of a movie also. And this song made him very famous. Ah, all of us remember this one. Frank Sinatra singing Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. In the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Do-de-do.
You know, when that record came out and he ended up with Doobie Doobie Doo, Dabby Dabby Dabba, I kept saying to myself, why did they end that record like that? But that's all right. The Fool Orchestra, Percy Faith, he used to sing with Percy Faith Orchestra. And when I was a young man, I used to listen. But I never check me out. I never listened to Frank Sinatra when I was around a bunch of brothers. Because they say, why are you listening to that white boy? And this is what I would have answered if I had the guts enough to. I said, I'm listening to the arrangement, the orchestration, the violins, the chorus that he has singing with him, the structure of his voice, and when I see him in the movie singing, just the way I watch Nat King Cole, just the way I watched Louis Armstrong play the trumpet and sing Hello, Dolly. I watched every move. I loved it. It was artistic. It was talent. It was giftedness. It's beauty. It was wonderful. Now I can say it. At 77 years old, in the year 2021, on the Christmas month, and I celebrate his voice, his life, his talent. And I especially love his music because I understand every word that he's saying. So unlike the music that I hear today. All right? So I just thought that I needed to give an explanation because I could not give it then. I'm going to love you like no one has loved you, Frank said. Come rain or come shine.
Nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. We'll be happy together, unhappy together. Now won't that be just fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine. We'll be right back.
Sing it, sing it, Frank. Sing it, boy.
We're in or we're out of the money.
Yeah.
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you, rain or shine.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, I'm with you, come rain or come shine, in or out of the money. I'm going to have to choose one of these days in December and play the best of Lou Rawls. Oh, my goodness, is that going to be a day? Then I want to play some of the best of Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, my goodness, Oscar Peterson. Stop it, stop it. I can't help but to think of the names of the people singing songs. People, get your mind off of the stuff that is messing up your mind and get some nice music. It doesn't make any difference. We were, all right, I'm just going to say it. I got to say it. I got to say it. I got to say it. My ancestors were drug over here as slaves. I know that. I know that. I know that. They've been hanging us, shooting us, stretching us out. But we have survived. And if we're alive, listen to me. Listen. This is a great experiment, America. And when you listen to a whole orchestra with violins, and then you take that orchestra out of the studio and you put them in a ballroom in a casino in Las Vegas, and then you have rooms for the people, they can come and they can see a show with this great voice in the room, in person, singing. And these people got married and they started families. And this is one of America's greatest crooners, people. And that's what I think of when I, you know, when I think of Christmas. You know, a lot of people think of the baby Jesus being born. And that's all right, because that was our religion. That was our faith. That was the thing that held us together. And they gave gifts. But I want you to know that this was a great man, a great voice. And we should never forget him. And no, he wasn't perfect. Maybe he made mistakes. Maybe he said something, did something that you didn't like. Just like R. Kelly. R. Kelly's in jail probably for the rest of his life. Other prisoners want to beat him up because he was with that minor girl. But I believe I can... Remember that? Remember that? That's what R. Kelly did. That was a great number. That was a great esoteric mystic song. They were even singing it in the churches. So don't just throw out the baby with the bathwater, okay? This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio spinning some music here on Christmas month to cheer up your day. And you don't have to agree with me. I just want you to appreciate the music. Frank Sinatra teamed up with Antonio Carlos Jobim, and he made an album. Yes, and I'm going to play the greatest song by Antonio Carlos Jobim. You know it, that girl that was walking by the sea, you know, from Ipanema? Yeah, Frank did that too. Frank Sinatra singing The Girl from Ipanema. That's Carlos on the guitar. Carlos, come on, play it. Ah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Da-da-da-da.
Each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh.
I smile, but she doesn't see. Doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Bela menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
That's all right, boy, you better sing that song.
But I watch her so sadly.
Porque tudo é tão triste.
Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim.
She never sees me.
Por causa do amor.
Ding, 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 ding.
Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim, The Girl from Ipanema. That record made Antonio Carlos a famous man and made him $1 million, too. Boy, I remember that. And listen, there is a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm doing the way I did it. Who did God create and all of this? God created Frank Sinatra. He created his parents. He created his vocal cords, everything. God made it possible for that man to become a millionaire, one of the greatest American Caucasian crooners that lived in the history of this wonderful country of ours. Antonio Carlos Jobim, The Girl from Ipanema, when that came out on the radio, what a record, what a hit, what a time. You know what? I was looking at something and something popped up on my YouTube news clip. There was a scientist, a female, a Caucasian scientist, and she was making a statement about Neil Armstrong. And that's what made me think about this. Thank you, Frank. Love your music, brother. And I really appreciate spending this hour spinning it. But I'm going to jump back on a little Nat King Cole, but it made me think about this next record that I'm going to play by Nat, because the lady was saying that she's a scientist, and if you check out some of the latest news flashes around, and it's all over the internet now, you know, the moon rocks, the so-called rocks that came from the moon, and they brought, a couple of 100 pounds of these moon rocks, well, they can't find the moon rocks anywhere. They can't find them. They all disappeared. They're all gone. And she was saying basically that the moon is a big hollow planet that aliens live in, and that Neil Armstrong knew that. This clip was on Facebook, Facebook and YouTube. And I don't know whether it's still up because they may have taken it down, but she said that she knew a scientist who went by Neil Armstrong's house. You know, he was one of the guys that walked on the moon. And this guy goes by to see him, and Neil was looking like he was in shock because she was saying that basically it's a hoax, that spacemen for centuries, aliens for centuries, are living on the moon, and they have a secret base on the dark side of the moon. And if you check out on the internet and you see all these spacemen, these aliens with big black eyes, and everything. And I remember when I was a young man, there was a few people around talking about, the spaceship came down and picked them up and took them away, and Universal Pictures used to make movies like that. I remember that because it was the amazing colossal man, the incredible shrinking man, the colossus woman, and all that stuff. Space things. And so it made me think about this number right here. Nat King Cole sings about it, and he says, don't worry, it's only a paper moon. A paper moon. That's what Nat says. Help me, Nat. I guess so. Maybe we knew it back there, huh? I don't know. Sing to me, Nat, baby. Uh-huh. Well, we got science on our side. What about it? Hey. Is that diddy? What is diddy?
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Well, I'm trying.
It is only a canvas sky.
Yeah.
Sailing over a muslin tree.
All right.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Tell me how.
Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Nat King Cole, Paper Moon. And, well, I mean, you know, that's my answer to the clip that I saw on YouTube. You're listening to PJ, your internet pastor. That's right. That's right. Retired pastor, retired philosophy professor, retired traffic officer, retired from everything. I live in a greenhouse with rocks on the front lawn and flowers growing up all on the porch. And I'm elated because tomorrow, if you can believe it, and I mean it, tomorrow they're coming to put in my brand new front window. That's right. That's right. I got a brand new front door. Now they're going to put in a brand new front window. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this since I'm old? And why don't I just get in a corner and go somewhere and get ready to die? No, I want to die in the midst of doing what we can do in this wonderful, wonderful country of ours. We can improve our living condition. We can improve our minds and everything else. And I'm going to end up with Nat King Cole, in case some of you don't want to see this. Nat ends up and he says, straighten up and fly right. Nat King Cole. Yeah. Thank you for coming to my website. I'll see you tomorrow. tell your friends about this?
Well, a buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air.
Yeah.
The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
Sure enough.
Buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back. But
what?
The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack."
What did he tell him?
Straighten up and fly right. Right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie." Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Hold up, I can't talk because I gotta stop it. Thanks for coming to the site.